fastest way out of debt is to make more money. But adding another J-O-B, punching another clock, is not always the answer. Have you ever considered a career in insurance? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it absolutely is within reach. And trust me, I believe that. So today we're going to talk about a career in insurance, an income machine that works. Fear not, folks. Sales, sales, sales. That word scares most. And even some brave enough to try sales, tiptoe in, then bolt right out. I hope to kill that fear right now, especially in the area of insurance sales. Hang in here with me, because this could just be the income machine that you have been looking for. The fastest way out of debt is not doing without and cutting back. Those are solid strategies for sure, but these are not the fastest way out of debt. The fastest way out of debt is to make more money, coupled with good, you know, improved spending habits for sure. And selling insurance is a fantastic way to generate a very comfortable time freedom life for you and your family. The insurance career. Amazingly, no college degree is necessary to earn the kind of income insurance salespeople can earn, the kind of income that doctors and lawyers make. In the insurance industry, only a state-issued professional license is required. The insurance industry has a cozy, integrated connection to the world of finance, medicine, and expensive toys. No college degree is required to play in this space where mega money is discussed, planned, and distributed. Since I have a college degree, my real estate broker's license, and my insurance license, I can tell you, if I could do it all over again, I'd probably have eliminated the first two. Knowing what I know now, insurance as a career and insurance as a vehicle for wealth distribution, in my estimation, is easier to acquire and hold than any piece of real estate, easier to sell, easier to liquidate, without needing to accept the burden of debt that comes with 6 years of college. Insurance agent paychecks can rank up in the high income sweet spot that doctors and lawyers earn. And it's a field with trust and respect. Insurance is a professional industry to play in. The insurance space straddles the world of medical history in the risk assessment area, in the area of legacy distribution in the legal arena, and the world of asset valuation in the top tiers of personal expenses, such as planes, cars, homes, and other real estate investments. The fiduciary obligation means that trust with an insurance agent has to be high, and with high trust tends to come higher respect. Insurance sales done right sidesteps the mystical, my tongue tied this morning. The insurance sales done right sidesteps the mythical image of the sleazy salesman that tends to dominate the mind when idea of having sales as a career comes up. As relaxed as some insurance sales offices are, for the most part, the insurance agent still dresses the part of the professional, even if it is on the classier end of the business casual dress code. Well, the next question might be to be or not to be captive. Not all insurance agencies are created equally. I did a stint with one that had me as a captive agent. Trust me, Captivity is never a good thing. Even the official definition of the word is scary. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of captive is taken and held as or as if a prisoner of war, kept within bounds, confined, or of relating to captive animals. It also is defined as held under control of another, but having the appearance of independence. I love that one. Let's read that one again. Held under control of another, but having the appearance of independence. Owned or controlled by another concern and operated for its needs rather than for an open market. A third definition, as per the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is being such involuntarily because of a situation that makes free choice or departure difficult. Being a captive agent meant that company had the right to limit my pursuit of other income streams and limited what I could honestly offer clients to serve them in the best and most effective way. Being a captive insurance agent meant it was their way or the highway. At the time, I chose the highway and I found another place to rest my license and give me wings. What is even better is that this company has a system for generating leads, quality leads for us, that's well worth the dollars to acquire them. Just a night ago at an agent meeting, 19 people in the room, which represented about 70% of the agents there, had helped families with customized policies that very week. I had not seen that kind of success rate in my former company, and actually not even in many of the sales networks I'm very familiar with. Insurance is also a major vehicle used by the wealthy to transfer tax-free wealth to the next generation. But guess what? Ordinary people do this too. For an amount that works in your spending plan, monthly payments on a policy can create peace of mind in case the family breadwinner becomes permanently disabled, diagnosed with a terminal disease, or suddenly passes away. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. The kind of prosperity that the Bible encourages, guys, and I've read it every which way, the kind of prosperity that the Bible encourages is beyond what one generation can use up. Wealth to the third generation. Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Is insurance sales a fit for you? Well, if you're the person with a nurturing personality, helping families cover their assets and create legacy transfers and creating a sense of peace of mind is a very satisfying feeling for the policy writing sales agent. For the person who loves detail and covering all the bases, trust me, in insurance, there are many things to uncover during an interview, many questions to answer from concerned clients, and even numbers to review. For those cut to the chase, show me the money, no nonsense personality, that hard-driving attitude will probably get you more zeros on the end of your paycheck. And guess what? With some of the companies in the haystack here, you can find those paychecks are being deposited on a daily basis. Guys, the average in this company, a 500 to 700 payday, is not that difficult to create at all. For the why bother if it's not fun personality, the crew over here has regular get-togethers. Strangers quickly become friends. There are tons of trips and pancake breakfast meetings, and it's sometimes hard to get back down to business. The thing about insurance sales, too, is you basically are your own boss. Yeppers, yeppers, yeppers. You may have a hiring agent and a team leader that helps you scratch your career itch, but they'll only push you and help you to the degree that you intend to work. This particular company I'm associated with has no pins for minimum or quotas, but just as there are no floors, there are also no glass ceilings either. The only limit that exists here are the ones that you put on your wallet. Many in this company make decent money running it as a part-time gig, but many of them see that part-time income, compare it with their regular day job, and ditch their day job to go full-time. I have seen this phenomenon happen in as short as a five-month window with many of these agents. Of course, results and success is never guaranteed, but this company does offer boss training at a fraction of the cost if you're to do the same, very, very, very same course with the very same educational institution on your own dime. They offer quality leads and constant top-shelf training and mentorship. This is truly an environment for winning for anyone who can follow instructions, has ambition, and a desire for personal prosperity. So, did I do it? Did I do it? Did I give you enough to at least challenge your thoughts on making money in the career field of insurance? Well, if you're interested in getting more information or you know anyone who might be, please connect with me. I am super simple to find at trudybearman.com, and I do look forward to connecting with you.